Hello, this is Kate Richards of True Entrepreneur, and this is part two of your complete authority branding strategy. Now, this is the part that picks up from the end of the written post. So if you've finished the written post, this is the right place to start. Listen to the first section. This is the section that follows straight on from there. Okay, so we're going to start with the sources of authority. And to do this, I've designed a quadrant model as a way to think about the different ways you can source authority. And because you're listening to this and it is a visual thing, you'll have to use your imagination to think it through. So the authority business models are all essentially based on teaching. So common to all the models is the notion of packaging your know-how into teaching content, coaching, advice, or services. So let's look at the two axes. The vertical axis spans structured learning, so generally formal education, and at the base of it is learning from lived experience, so that is being self-taught. So the top two quadrants draw from an accepted, evidence-based, tested body of knowledge and acquire their know-how via an accepted syllabus or curriculum. So people in the bottom two quadrants draw more heavily from lived experience and the lessons of their own journey, which is often synthesized with research. They are often autodidactic, which means self-taught. The horizontal axis reflects the diffusion of new ideas. On the right-hand side are fresh and leading-edge ideas. For example, the application of artificial intelligence or 3D virtual reality. And on the left-hand side, ideas have become diffused via the adoption curve and have become widely accepted and mainstream. Ideas move from the right to the left. The left-hand side are generally well understood and work within the status quo. Ideas and concepts on the right can be new and challenging, but they could also be shiny and distracting. Ideas are initiated by innovators, who are quite rare, and democratized by early adopters. The diffusion cycle is becoming shorter each decade and some segments are never exposed to some ideas. An example of a concept that has moved fairly fast from the right side to the left side is the idea that refined sugar is bad. While she wasn't the first to discover this, Sarah Wilson rode that wave very effectively and is now considered an authority for her work in this area. So let's label the quadrants. Quadrant 1 in the top left is called the qualified. We call this segment qualified. Their authority is held as indisputable to most people. This is where the authority bias triumphs because until this century, book learning was closely held and revered. Undoubtedly, qualified is the best starting point from a proof perspective, as the authority of these people is culturally legitimized. Traditional professions and specializations fall into this quadrant. Medicine, psychology, law, management consulting, journalism, marketing, military, and law enforcement. Whilst perceived authority is not a challenge for qualified in the same way it is for other segments, they can struggle with the branding requirements of positioning and particularly connection. Some examples are Dr. Martin Seligman, the father of positive psychology, Peter Drucker, the founder of modern management theory, and neurologist Oliver Sacks, MD. Another example is Jeffrey Robertson, QC, who is a human rights barrister. Quadrant 2 is the change agent. These people are traditionally educated and seek to advance the professions from the inside, powered by curiosity. They often instigate or apply groundbreaking science or research. Change agents generally have traditional qualifications and they layer on scientific method and evidence-based findings to advance the entire pool of knowledge in their profession. Change agents are forward-looking folks, often with big visions. They are the intellectual mythbusters, the industry thought leaders, the cage rattlers, and they can even be disruptors. Many are motivated by knowledge for its own sake, but some also apply new thinking for profit, such as the application of neuroscience into marketing. Many scientists and astronomers fall naturally into this segment, as inbuilt in those professions is the desire to push the boundaries of science. A couple of examples. Dr. Brené Brown, who broke ground with her research and has been outstanding at decoupling academic research from its context into the broader personal development field. Seth Godin in marketing, spotting and interpreting the new trends of the digital age. Heston Blumenthal in food, and Elon Musk, trained as an engineer, is now a disruptive inventor and serial entrepreneur. Quadrant 3, Pathfinders. Now in the realm of the self-taught, I call Quadrant 3, which is on the bottom right, the Pathfinders. Whilst they may have been traditionally educated, their actual degree rarely seems to apply to their current area of interest. As teachers and system builders, they draw greatly on their lived experience and by watching others learn and apply. Pathfinders are thought leaders who rely on trial and error and experimentation to bring new awareness to others. The best pathfinders use robust data sets and respected scientific method to conduct their experiments, increasing the proof factor. Speed is of the essence. You must be an innovator or very early adopter to break ground and challenge. When pathfinders become teachers, they are superb at breaking down their own, sometimes instinctive, processes for others to replicate. In terms of proof, they gather followers via value demonstration and generosity and borrow authority rather than self-proclaim it. Some examples are decluttering expert Marie Kondo, entrepreneur and speaker Gary Vaynerchuk, lawyer turned writer turned entrepreneur Brian Clark, and lifestyle entrepreneur and legendary self-experimenter Tim Ferriss. Quadrant 4, Affinity. If this is you, you prefer to position yourself as a role model, community leader, or the leader of a movement rather than authority. Affinity is supercharged by empathy. Some of these leaders resist the expert platform and rely on building ever stronger connections to and between their tribes. If you're a role model, your own transformation becomes the source of your proof. If I can do it, anyone can. You've overcome obstacles, you went from X to Y, you solved problem X in a fresh new way. Affinity leaders are often motivated by easing the way for those behind them and creating the opportunity for a shared experience. They use insight to interpret and support transformation by signposting a path. Affinity leaders have instinctively built connective tissue, but sometimes need help with clarity and positioning. Proof comes with follower loyalty, high levels of engagement, and strong word of mouth. Examples of affinity leaders who build their following based on a deep understanding of the aspirations of their followers are Oprah Winfrey, Elizabeth Gilbert, and Marie Forleo. There is also a category within affinity for people who are qualified and affinity and can straddle indisputable credentials with lived experience. I call these people and brands. They have dual qualifications with education and the insight of a lived experience. Somebody who embodies this is Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, the neuroscientist who suffered a stroke and recalls the experience in vivid detail. People with the intersection of empathy and qualifications can exploit a powerful market position. You can also straddle the other quadrants very effectively. You can create a movement from the affinity segment as a pathfinder, and you can also be a change agent that lays out a system or process for others to follow like a pathfinder would. The hybrid positionings are powerful if you can position yourself credibly with dual sources of legitimacy. The next section is the authority paradox. As I researched this post, I realized there were two diametrically opposed obstacles to authority branding. One is fear, lack of confidence, feeling safe, and staying small, which we've talked about at length in earlier sections. And then there is the other extreme, which I want to address now: people who are underqualified, inexperienced, or bluffing. So let's be clear, when it comes to your subject matter or topic, authority requires confidence, and you can't bluff real deal know-how. You can't be an authority in something you learned from someone else yesterday. You need to have either immersed yourself in study or have extensive lived experience with your topic. Reteaching is scandalous. I'm never going to tell you that if you read a book or did a Udemy course, you can teach someone else on that topic. Imagine expressing a view about the experience of childbirth after reading a book. Imagine trying to understand love from poets. Similarly, if you did one launch and sold 30 info products, that's great. Double down and keep going. Personally, I don't believe that means you're ready to teach info product selling to others. So if you really aren't ready, don't fake it. Try these options. Scale up your efforts with experiments and document your findings. Go and learn by working for someone who is doing exactly what you want to be doing. Get certified in a licensed system or work one-on-one in a practice until you have true insight and have developed systems and processes to overcome the common problems your clients face. One-to-one work can be the very best form of research and development. As you work with individuals, refine your content and leverage that insight into a system that may be taught and sold via group programs or memberships. I'm not saying put this idea aside. What I am saying is strategically choose work or study now that will advance you rapidly down this track. You can absolutely start building authority from right where you are by understanding which segment you will build from. Will you be a change agent who challenges accepted thinking? Will you be a pathfinder and run experiments on the leading edge and build processes for others to follow? Or will you look to build a community via insight like an affinity leader, leveraging a common experience or interest via your deep understanding? Oops, now I feel some of you are maybe having a crisis of confidence. Don't get worried that you're bluffing if you aren't. Yes, you learned stuff somewhere, and I'm sure you credit your sources, but that isn't all you've done. You've taken it to another level. You've thought deeply about it. You've researched it. You've redesigned it. You've developed it. You've launched it. You've tested. You've tweaked it, and you've made it your own. Or perhaps you've synthesized, simplified, or curated the work of others in a fresh way. Or you have solved a common problem that other teachers were not addressing quite as effectively. Pathfinders often create authority by virtue of being fast to market. This is the advantage of operating on the leading edge. A pathfinder like Tim Ferriss relies on self-experimentation with fresh ideas as his source of credibility. If this appeals to you, look for markets where things move quickly. You can gain an advantage by being early to market with less experimentation and experience than might be expected in a traditional market. In your messaging, exploit an experimental vibe, and perhaps don't make proclamations, unless you're brazen, as no one can read the future. So let me run a quick authority test for you. Are you ready? Test 1. You know your stuff, inside and out, backwards and forwards and sideways. Test 2. You can answer questions and objections with ease and grace. Test 3. Your know-how is proving to be valuable to others. Test 4. You believe in the results you can create with clients. Now, we've spoken about this earlier, and it is the most important. Test 5. You've identified a problem that you can solve that ideal clients immediately recognize as something they want or need. Test 6. You can source authority as a qualified, a change agent, a pathfinder, or an affinity leader. If yes, you're ready for the big pants. The next section explores the attributes of authority. All right, rising authority, you're wearing your big pants and you're ready to be it. So here are the qualities that authorities regularly display. The first is the real deal. A question I ask in the self-rating question section of Brand 360 is, imagine you're in the bathroom stall after you've spoken on stage at a conference. What would you most like to overhear said about yourself? With apologies for putting you in a bathroom stall, I'm not sure about you, but for me, a compliment is being told I'm the real deal, a genuine person with specialized know-how and experience. It's apparent if you're the real deal because you are ready to help others and know your stuff backwards, forwards and sideways, and all off the top of your head. You are gracious and inspire confidence. A go-to. We talked at length in the positioning section about how vital it is for you as a rising authority to specialize and get true clarity around your hook, which I call your sweet spot. This is your unique combination of who, why, and what you do and the outcomes your clients get. Clarity and specificity, no confusion, no wavering, no hedging your bets. You are the go-to person for problem X or desire Y. I know precisely who to recommend to you. Confident. You can speak about your topic clearly and can speak at any level, from summary thoughts to providing background and depth if needed. You can handle objections calmly and you use them to demonstrate your knowledge. Preeminence. Preeminence is essentially a business philosophy, mindset and values piece. It was formulated by the great business thinker Jay Abraham. The strategy of preeminence is to take the high ground of trusted advisor in your market. A trusted advisor provides true advice that is always in the best interest of the client, even if it conflicts with the interest of the advisor. This strategy also encompasses true empathy for your client. Jay suggests you fall in love with your client, so all your actions and messages are created to enrich and enhance their lives. He advocates selfless generosity in your area of expertise and seek to assist people even before you are paid to do so. This strategy also encompasses true empathy for your clients. Jay suggests you fall in love with your clients so that all your actions and messages are created to enrich and enhance their lives. He advocates being selflessly generous in your area of expertise and seeking to assist people even before you are paid to do so. Here is a Jay Abraham quote that I love. If you want to be the most interesting, be the most interested. If you want to be the most respected, be the most respectful. If you want to be the most passionate, have passion for others, and this energy will be mirrored back to you. The next attribute is simplifies. Advice that spreads is distilled, bite-sized, and memorable. Don't overwhelm us with complicated material. Know your topic so well that you're able to communicate key information in a memorable way. Present advice that can move a reader or a listener to take action. Think of the famous TED Talk by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. He has simplified an important concept so it begged to be used and shared. Simplifying, without oversimplifying and sounding trite, demonstrates how much knowledge there is just below the surface. Be at the forefront of adoption. When it comes to your topic, you are across the emerging ideas, the leading thinkers, and are willing to experiment and question your own knowledge based on new stimulus and challenges. Lifetime learning. You don't believe your own hype or that you know it all. You remain curious about your topic, constantly learning and open to new information, new approaches and the ideas of new people. Use evidence. You can support your assertions with tests, executions or studies. You understand various models and systems and find it easy to compare and contrast the approaches. You can point to the development path for your ideas. Intellectual property or authorship. You've created and tested your own intellectual property, such as a model or a system, often synthesized, adapted, or based on a proven theory. You could, or even better have, authored a book or developed a major teaching course on your subject. Intellectual property and authorship. You have created and tested your own intellectual property, such as a model, system, or process. It can be synthesized, adapted, or based on a proven theory, but you have added your own twist to it. You could, or even better have, authored a book or developed a major teaching course on your subject, which has delivered results for its clients. Discerning. You are fairly balanced and constructively critical if something is not up to par. You're not the demoralizing Russian judge, unless that's your shtick, but you can't be an indiscriminate cheerleader either. It's never personal. Your comments are about the thinking, logic, or execution and are framed in a constructive way. Unbiased and independent. You don't have a one-size-fits-all approach. You first talk to the strengths and weaknesses of a broad range of approaches or solutions before recommending a way forward. You can link different needs and situations to alternative options and justify your recommendation, inspiring confidence. Any opportunity for financial compensation, generally affiliate revenue, based on your recommendations, is made very clear to the recipient of your advice. Approachability. This could just be me, but I think it is damaging for an authority to place themselves on a pedestal and talk down to others. Any whiff of self-importance will affect your ability to connect with your audience. It's a long game, and people have long memories. If you want unreserved recommendations, always be respectful, empathetic, and meet your audience right where they are. Behave equally towards everybody. Yes, authority is a status game, but don't fawn over those above or dismiss those below. By treating everyone as a peer, you appear confident and genuine. Being helpful and useful to people who may be in an earlier stage of their journey will be noticed. And yes, that newbie could overtake you one day. Some of the most impressive entrepreneurs I've met in person were the most humble. I recently had the privilege of getting to know Brian Clark of Rainmaker, and he turned the table on our mastermind to ask us what we thought of some of his opportunities. It was quite brilliant. Connected. You have developed a strong network and have created visibility in your niche. You've invested, you've left your house, you know the players, you've attended the events, you've been a mentor to some and a client of others. You follow those you respect and you learn from them. You've made true friends. Well, I certainly have. Many of these people are authorities too, and they know your work, and they understand precisely what you do and can refer accordingly. Brave. It takes courage to step up and claim your authority. It's likely there will be huge benefits, but also some tough times. Here is Dr. Brené Brown's favourite quote. She used this quote to frame her amazing book, Daring Greatly. If this is a struggle for you, her work is a must read. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. It's by Theodore Roosevelt. Servant leader. This is an idea I heard from the inspiring entrepreneur Lisa Nichols. If you are a servant leader, your first principle is to enrich and better the lives of your clients and serve their best interests, not necessarily your own. The certainty that you have something to share can serve your client and better their lives or business, health, relationships, finances, etc. Servant leaders are humble. They're not fake humble, but they feel honoured and privileged for the opportunity to impact the lives of their clients. And most importantly, the goal of authority branding is for others to market for you. So the final attribute is you're getting recommended and referred. You've become that go-to person that your business friends and acquaintances can refer. Nail that referral moment and your friends can match you to a request. You'll get hot leads unsolicited. The next section is the authority showcase. So now we need to get practical. We need to talk about the how. We start by laying the foundations for your authority platform. Ideal clients must be able to find you, so you should have an engaging showcase, generally a hub-style website with a prominent broadcast element such as a blog, podcast or YouTube channel. When they land on your platform, your offer is instantly recognisable as a match for their needs. Your positioning is clear, specific, memorable and repeatable. And they want to get to know you better. The platform includes your own content. Creating and generously sharing your own content is the best way to showcase what you know. It is also, strange enough, the best way to know your own mind. I found that since I started writing, it was all there waiting to come out, and I have fallen in love with content creation. If content marketing is new to you, a book I recommend is Content Machine by a mentor of mine, Dan Norris. In this book, Dan lays out the principles of content marketing in a simple system. Design. Your authority platform needs a clean and appealing design, which is a good match for your brand's qualities and voice. This is a place to invest and show the real you. It includes links to fully optimized, appealing and consistent social media profiles, at least two, whichever suit you best and that you enjoy participating in. And if you don't enjoy them, get them managed. Authority content. Plan content that will purposefully build your authority. Showcase your expertise by teaching and sharing knowledge. Provide educational articles that are relevant and valuable. Insightful or story-based content will create connection and enhance likability. Thought-leading or opinion-making content takes a point of view in the market and moves a conversation forward. Use a variety of mediums for different learning styles. Infographics, curated posts, review posts, roundup posts that infer an association with other authorities, or audio and video posts. Plan content that is actionable and useful. A usefulness test is this. Does this help people make a safer, faster and better informed decision? Examples of assisting decisions could be review posts, contextual information, questions to ask, avenues to follow, distilled or synthesized research. If you struggle to find topics for useful or actionable content, look on forums and Facebook groups for questions that get a lot of traction and start creating content around those. Your About page, the second most important page on your site, and some say the most important. We all know the goal, to move our prospects through know, like, towards trust. So the role of your About page is covering the like part of the equation. Don't make the common mistake of thinking your About page is all about you. It is about you and your ideal client. It is where the relationship between you is established. Along with your magic words, which sit above the fold on your homepage as discussed, the About page does much of the heavy lifting of signaling to your ideal clients that they are in the right place. Yes, it's the page where you tell the most important parts of your story, but foremost it is the page where you establish a connection with empathy and insight. As per the strategy of preeminence, this is where you demonstrate that you understand precisely where they are and how you have helped others in the same starting position. On a good About page, selling seems effortless and like an extension of conversation. There is no need for strong-arm, persuasion, salesy tactics. It is using resonant images and messages to connect authentically. Your credibility story will be included here once you've invited them into your world. This story is an amazing opportunity. A well-told origin story and credibility story will connect, inspire, motivate, and simultaneously subtly position you as an authority. You can include your struggle to succeed and what you've overcome. That will make you even more relatable. Your About page can also include your legitimizers and other authority markers, which also could appear on your homepage. Finally, share your personal stories of success as well as the stories of your successful clients and customers. I have included in the ebook a great post by April Dykman on the Copy Chief blog about pages. A lead magnet. Your authority showcase includes an enticing lead magnet that samples your work and moves people towards your offer. Some criteria. Make it a quick win. Make it immediately useful and actionable. Make it easy to consume. It should be your own fresh content, not recycled. It should demonstrate that you have a deep knowledge, and it can potentially be a splinter or sample from a paid offer. Authority markers. Markers signify authority with symbols, which as we know are interpreted earlier than words. People gather visual clues and unconscious inklings from your brand's whole suite of signals. Authority marker examples could be visual, a picture of you speaking from stage or leading a workshop, a picture of you with a large group of clients, testimonials, endorsements, including media and industry leaders, the use of numbers or other social proof. We are going to revisit this and extensively look at examples of authority in the next section, which will show you how to leverage your existing authority assets. Now don't despair. As a rising authority, you are still working towards many of these. Set a vision for an appealing, credible, high-quality brand with a website or showcase, if you like to think of it like that, to match. Get some help and advice if needed and start ticking off the list as you build.